Welcome to Inspiration Software's Thinkspiration podcast on visual learning and special needs. I'm Sarah Cargill, the Thinkspiration ambassador, and I'm here with Jesse Berg, who's the founder of The Visual Leap. Jesse is an expert in visual learning and has worked closely with students who have special needs. The Visual Leap is a learning and productivity company that helps improve performance among individuals and organizations through visual learning strategies. So Jesse, tell us, how does visual learning help students overcome the challenges that come with ADD?
On the podcast, Sarah. The first thing to think about is, well, what is visual learning in this context? And we're really talking about the ability to look at an idea and see how it's put together. So we're really talking about diagramming ideas. When we talk about how does visual learning help students overcome the challenges of ADHD, the largest thing is that visual learning strategies match how they naturally think. Kids with ADHD and, quite frankly, dyslexia and other learning differences, autism spectrum and Asperger syndrome too, these folks are in many cases visual thinkers. And with kids with ADHD in particular, they're often highly creative, but ideas flood into their minds all at once. That adds to the impulsivity, and it adds to the their inability to separate ideas. So these are nonlinear thinkers. A tool like Inspiration Software is really valuable to a kid like this because it gives them a way, a format, where they can catch all of those ideas at once and give them placeholders on the screen. And then gradually, they can sift out how they fit together.
That's great, Jesse. So what kind of activities have you done in Inspiration with students who struggle with ADD or ADHD?
I've done a lot of activities with Inspiration and even as a way of thinking and learning. But particularly the webbing strategies are extremely useful, and the way Inspiration does it is very elegant. Brainstorming, summarizing, note-taking, these are all the kinds of activities that I teach kids how to do visually. Because what's so effective is that in many cases with Inspiration, kids can have a sort of a data dump of an idea where they pour all the information they know onto the screen. Then they can organize it by grouping and sorting ideas and use the linking feature to give it that visual structure. Then students can toggle over its outline view, refine it a little bit, because outlining is truly a marvelous scaffold for the writing process. And then kids can use the notes and exporting features to complete the written deliverable that they're being asked to do. So for many reasons, it's a very nice process with organizing ideas and writing the different components and features of the Inspiration software.
Those are some really great points. Can you think of an aha moment that you had with a student while teaching visual learning?
Yeah, I really can. When I was teaching one of my small groups of kids with ADHD, I asked them as sort of a pre-exercise to write a paragraph, and I got what I was expecting to get: short sentences, staccato sentences, or no sentences at all, just stymied and paralyzed. Then we taught the students how to use webs, really a specific summary diagram that I like to use with kids, and they planned out their idea, they saw how it fit, and then they wrote again for the same amount of time. And the difference was dramatic. There were two to three times as much language. The sentence structure was more varied. And probably most important of all, you just looked at the kids and you saw that the paralysis of the writing process was lifted. They were enabled to just flow with their ideas once they had created that snapshot of their idea diagrammatically. So it really released them to write what they wanted to write.
So I have just one more question for you today, Jesse. What do you want teachers and parents to take away from the idea of using visual learning tools with their students who struggle with ADD or ADHD?
Teachers and parents need to understand, what I hope they understand, is that visual learning is a framework for learning anything. And it is perhaps the most useful single learning skill that an individual can teach, that an individual can learn. So it's a skill for life. Visual learning, idea mapping, using these tools to organize ideas may be useful in the present to write paragraphs and do homework and study for tests. But the big picture is it's a transferable learning strategy that an individual can use in high school, in graduate school, in their professional life, throughout their life, because it truly is a framework that matches how these individuals naturally think.
Well, thanks for joining us for our podcast today, Jesse. You can learn more about Jesse Berg and The Visual Leap at www.thevisualleap.com. Thanks for listening in to Inspiration Software's Thinkspiration podcast.
Thanks for having me, Sarah. I really appreciate it. Hopefully we can do it again sometime soon.